Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
There's a term that's triggering half my peer group right now, and I'll admit, it triggers me a little too. Forward Deployed Engineer, FDE. It's on every job posting, it's in every strategy deck, and if you ask 10 leaders what it means, you get 10 answers.
I feel like it's the word that replaced digital transformation at the top of the buzzword charts.
And yet, and this is the honest part, there's something real underneath it. So I don't want to just dunk on the term. I want to figure out what's actually new and what's just repackaged.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Part one of a short series on where the SE role is heading. And we're starting with the most argued about title in the industry.
So define it for me the way you'd define it to a skeptic. What is an FDE supposed to be?
The clean version. An engineer who bridges the gap between what the product can do and what the customer actually needs. Deployed right into the customer, building, not just presenting. And it's tangled up with outcome-based selling. Companies like the ones everyone name drops, the customer doesn't sign first. You deliver a working solution, and only once it hits the agreed success metrics does the contract happen.
Okay, that's genuinely different from classic pre-sales. In our world, the SE proves it can work, and then the customer buys. Here, the thing works, in production, before there's a deal.
That's the shift the market's forcing. Competitors show up saying, "We'll make it work first, pay us when it does." And suddenly, your traditional demo and propose motion looks slow and risky by comparison.
Which honestly sounds amazing for the customer, de-risked entirely. So why does it trigger you?
A few reasons, and they're worth airing. First, I've watched this movie before. Big vendors outsourced this kind of work to integrators, then pulled it back in-house, then outsourced it again. The idea that engineers embed with customers to drive adoption? That's decades old. We just gave it a shinier name and a bigger salary band.
So part of your skepticism is, this isn't new, it's GSI work with better branding.
Part of it. My bigger worry is the failure mode. What I'm afraid happens in most companies is you take your most expensive, most senior people, and you throw them at big deals to hack together a pilot fast. Pure firefighting. Reactive. And that's the opposite of the point. A real FDE is a genuine bridge back to product, feeding what they learn into the roadmap. A fake one is just a very expensive body propping up a deal.
And you can't tell which one you've built until much later.
Right. And there are questions nobody's fully answered. Where does the FDE get injected into a deal? And just as important, how do you pull them back out? The hardest problem I hear from peers doing this. They embed a brilliant, costly engineer with a huge customer, and then they can never extract them. There's no clean handoff to customer success or professional services.
So the org design is the actual hard part, not the concept. Where it reports, when it enters, how it exits, who it hands to?
That's exactly it. I know leaders converting part of their SE team into this role and hanging it strategically, near the CEO, near product. And I know others where it's just quietly become pre-sales that does more unpaid POCs. Same title. Wildly different reality.
Here's where I land, and tell me if it's naive. I don't actually care what it's called. The interesting question underneath is, what skills does someone need to get a customer all the way to a working outcome? Whether that's an FDE or an SE or a business engineer, name it whatever. The competency is the thing.
That's not naive. That's the sane response to a hype cycle. The title will change again in 18 months. The underlying capability, taking real ownership of a customer's outcome, not just a demo, that's durable.
What's the move?
If your company is standing up FDEs, get ruthless about the org design before the title. Answer three questions on paper. Where does this role get injected? How does it get extracted? And who does it hand off to? If you can't answer those, you don't have a role. You have a very expensive rescue squad.
And ignore the buzzword long enough to ask the real question. What does it take to own a customer outcome end to end? Build that skill in your people, and you're covered no matter what the market renames it next. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.